This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. Nahmaduka wa nasta'inuk wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life. By traditions from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and today we are studying hadith number 13. This is a very important hadith on charity. Different kinds of charity that we ought to give every day. Of course, charity in a very, very wide sense that befits the Islamic view of life. So I will read the hadith first and then we will translate and explain. It's a beautiful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kullu sulama min an-nasi alayhi sadaqah." كل يوم تطلع فيه الشمس قال تعدل بين الاثنين صدقة وتعين الرجل في دابته فتحمله عليها أو ترفع له عليها متاعه صدقة قال والكلمة الطيبة صدقة وكل خطوة تمشيها إلى الصلاة صدقة وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة الراوي أبو هريرة المصدر صحيح مسلم. Abu Huraira narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every day that we rise or the sun shines, rise to see the sun shining, each and every human being owes a charity on behalf of each of the joints in their body. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this saying, to bring about peace and reconciliation between two estranged people is an act of charity. To help someone by giving him a ride or carrying his luggage on the vehicle is an act of charity. A good word is an act of charity. Every step you take on your way to the mosque is an act of charity. And to remove the litter or the objections from the pathway of the people is an act of charity. The above tradition is narrated by Abu Huraira, as we mentioned. However, there are varying reports of the same tradition. It's narrated, again, the same tradition is narrated from Abu Dharr, as well as Aisha radiallahu anha and others. In the version from Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, the Prophet said, يُصْبِهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ سُلَامَ مِنْ أَهْدِكُمْ صَدَقَةٍ فَكُلُّ تَسْبِيحَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَحْمِيدَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَهْلِيلَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَكُلُّ تَكْبِيرَةٍ صَدَقَةٍ وَأَمْرٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ صَدَقَةٍ وَنَهْيٌ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ صَدَقَةٍ وَيُجْزِي مِنْ ذَلِكَ رَكَعَتَانِ يَرْكَعُهُمَا مِنَ الضُّحَىٰ. Every one of you owes a charity on behalf of each of the joints in their body. Every instance of tasbih, every time you say subhanallah, it's an act of charity. Every time you say alhamdulillah, it's an act of charity. Every time you say la ilaha illallah, it's an act of charity. Every time you say Allahu Akbar, it's an act of charity. So is commanding good is charity. Forbidding evil is an act of charity. Offering two rak'ah of a duha prayer of the sun rises, you know, 20 minutes of sunrise and until 20 minutes before Luha Zawal time, offering two rak'ah will also suffice as an act of charity. The report of Aisha radiallahu anha further shed lights on the same concept. إِنَّهُ خُلِقَ كُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مِّن بَنِي آدَمَ عَلَىٰ سِتِّينَ وَثَلَاثِمِئَةٍ مَفْصَلٍ فَمَنْ كَبَّرَ اللَّهَ وَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ وَحَلَّلَ اللَّهَ وَسَبَّحَ اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهَ وَعَزَلَ حَجَرًا عَنْ طَرِيقِ النَّاسِ أَوْ شَوْكَةً أَوْ عَظْمًا عَنْ طَرِيقِ النَّاسِ وَأَمَرَ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ نَهَى عَنْ مُنْكَرٍ عدد تلك الستين والثلاثمائة السلامة فإنه يمشي يومئذ وقد زحزح نفسه للنهار. Beautiful tradition. Every human being is created with 360 joints in their body. So whoever magnifies, praises, declares the oneness of Allah, glorifies or seeks forgiveness of Allah, removes the stone, thorn or piece of bone should be spelled, it is spelled wrongly here, from the pathway or commands good or forbids evil, thus completing the number of 360 on that day, he would walk free from hellfire. Now, the above traditions refer to the miracle of the human body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Infitar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to think of the miracle of our creation. Ya ayyuhal insanu ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem alladhi khalakaka fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. O mankind, what has deluded you with regard to your noble Lord who created you, then fashioned you, then proportioned you, assembling you in whatever form he willed. You know, this is science tells us that the human body is a remarkable machine comprised of 370 bones at birth. 370 bones at birth. The joints connect bone to bone, and there are 360 joints in our bodies. Exactly as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. So the body includes 9 major organ systems, each composed of various organs and tissues that work together as a functional unit. One wonders, how did the Prophet ﷺ know such scientific facts? It definitely inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, think of the miracle of the human brain. Scientists call it the greatest wonder of creation. They're described as a little organ weighing only 15 grams, and yet it contains more nerve cells than there are people on the earth. More than 10,000 million is simply unimaginable number. Each nerve cell is joined to others by hundreds of little offshoots, and the exchange of information between them is brisker than the telephone exchange of a busy capital city. The number of telephone connections in one brain exceeds the number of stars in a galaxy. No computer or telephone exchange can store and exchange so much information in such a small space as that occupied by the human brain. So the fact that each of these joints and systems work together to keep us human beings alive and well is the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Add to them the countless other blessings that we enjoy every single day. We can never finish counting Allah's blessings. So how do we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that we ought to engage in good works every day. Since Islam is a complete way of life, good works are not limited to specific rituals of worship. They include all beneficial actions. And the Prophet gives a few examples. He never meant it to be exclusive or limited. Every act of zikr, tasbih, tahmid, tahleel, takbir, like every act of worship in the manner prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every act of service to benefit humankind or God's creation also come in the category of sadaqah or charity. So lessons that we can learn from the above tradition is, it behooves us to start our day, every day as we wake up, think of the countless, tremendous blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the body and its wonderful, the miracle of the human body, the miracle of the brain, the miracle of the joints, all of them functioning in harmony. Not by any input from me or you, but by the will and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of our thinking of our body and its efficient functioning alone should inspire us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, we ought to motivate ourselves to be occupied with good works every day. And opportunities for this abound. We only need to open our eyes and minds. Even smaller acts of kindness, such as speaking a kind word to someone, or greeting someone with a smile, removing objections from the path or the street, sharing the soup that we prepare with our neighbor, etc., are reckoned as acts of charity. The Prophet then went on to say, if you cannot render any acts of kindness whatsoever, then at least don't hurt anyone. And the Prophet said that is the least act of charity that you can perform for the benefit of your own soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire each and every one of us to begin our days by counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and using the opportunities before us to increase the good works and works of charity, acts of charity, so that we can appear before our Lord with a clean heart, presentable to Him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.